Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Right? You gotta get the information you need, get informed, and that's how it works. Otherwise, you're as ignorant, you heard me, you're as ignorant as they are. Right? Let's not be that. Let's just not be that. I would appreciate it very much. I'm kind of wound up after the last hour. Because they, you know, some people are going to take it that we just, you know, we had a Christian bashing hour. That's not what we did. And I think you can take everything that we said in the last hour, and I really believe that you could actually take that even further. Take that to the secular world, if you would. You know, what are you doing to make a difference? What are you doing other than sitting up? Get off of Facebook. Okay? Pick up the phone. Make phone calls or tweets to your friends, your loved ones, your neighbors, whatever. And let them know who you're voting for, why you're voting for, what you're doing. That's how you make a difference. You know, I mean, seriously, you're not going to change anybody's mind on Facebook. All you're going to do is just go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth with somebody and get absolutely nowhere. You're not that stupid, right? I mean, seriously. Yep. So, I don't know, guys. I don't even know where to go with any of this. Just to tell you, please, grow a spine and engage. The Goya CEO slams Biden. Says, idiotic war on fossil fuels driving food costs. He's right. Look at, they think they're going to usher in, all of a sudden they're going to usher in electric car. We're not there. Even if you're for electric cars, trucks, and everything else, we're not there. We don't have the infrastructure in place yet. You can't wait for it to catch up. Because if you don't have enough infrastructure to charge these cars, charge these tools, right, take care of your house, you're screwed in plain simple English. And you know, he's right. You're driving up food prices. I've done this for years. And some of you get it, you understand it, some of you don't. And here's the deal. And again, please, I'm not beating on any one of these people. I'm just laying out a simple economic process, how money flows. Joe Messina gets $20 an hour for driving a truck, and his truck is a bread truck. okay? I work for a company, and I'm delivering bread to the local supermarkets. Now, gas goes up. Let's just start off real simple, right? Gas goes up. I got to get to work. I'm paying more in my gas tank now. I'm paying more for the gas at the high. I mean, just gas goes up, causing me a few more bucks. It's actually doubled at this point, right? Now, not only has my gas gone up, but the guy at work is paying more money to put diesel fuel in the truck, right? So I want more money. Think about this. Because I'm paying more on gas. Now, my boss is going to charge for what I want more of, that the gas prices have gone up. So now he's charging the supermarkets a few extra bucks for the delivery charge and for getting the food there. Supermarket says, hey, we're not going to eat all this. We're getting charged this from several different entities, right? Companies. So we're going to up our prices. Joe goes shopping for that week or the week after. Goes, holy God, look at this. My grocery bills have gone up 40%. Go back to the boss. Guess what I need? More money. I cannot live. I can't feed my family on what you're paying me. It is a vicious circle that never ends. That doesn't mean that nobody gets a raise. It doesn't. That's not what I'm talking about. But when you have food costs going up at 40%, when you have gas doubling, this is a major issue and a major problem. But it affects every aspect of your life, not one in particular. And now you're going to turn it. I can't afford the $65,000 electric car. The government can't subsidize it because somebody is paying for that. It's not free. You know this. It's really the destruction of our natural resources by going from all independent to dependence. The most idiotic thing we could have done is to play an open war on fossil fuel. Right? And it set inflation into motion. Got prices rising like crazy. There isn't one person in that White House in the Joey B administration that has a clue as to what they're doing. Now think about that. I'm sorry. So listen, somebody just mentioned this is so true. I'm going to relieve pressure. We're going to give you a 3 months or four, whatever he said it was, 18 cents a gallon is going to be the holiday, right, for gas, federal gas. 18 cents. I have 20 gallons. 18 cents. So it's 10 gallons, right, at 18 cents. $1.80? I'm going to save $5. Oh, God. I'm so excited. Be back in a few minutes. Show me to your host. Don't go far.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back.
Coming to your house. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. You know, it's really funny. Obama must know something we don't know. You know, some of you guys are talking about the blackouts. I'm in California. We're used to this stuff. And maybe not total blackouts, but where you, it's been northern Venezuela here for over a year. We were without electricity once for 3 days. In California. 3 days. God bless it. You know, I was an electrician in the past life. I got a generator. We got it all lit up, and we were fine. And so now I've set it up so that, you know, we're fed by propane. I may try to find a way to do it by natural gas, but I'm afraid they're going to can that as well. Right? And we had internet outages, internet slowdowns. We've had, now we've got the water. Think about this. Think about everything we got going on right now, right? Gasoline issues, electricity issues, internet issues, water shortages. My God, comrade, it's great living here in Soviet U.S. with you. And that's what I was saying before. Not one person in his administration know what they're doing. Not one. Not one of them cares whether or not you can feed your kids or not. Not one. This is nuts. The CEO of Goya. I mean, his story about growing this company. Right? And what he's been able to do is just amazing. And we've allowed, you know, when you talk about this globalism stuff, well, you're so closed-minded, Joe, you don't really believe in globalism. No, I don't. You know why I don't believe in globalism? Because it makes you weak. We found out, nobody in this country, we're all brain dead for a while. We found out that China has control of 85% of our pharmaceuticals. The stuff that keep us alive, keep us going, and I don't know what's in them, do you? Do you trust them? We found that out because of globalism, because it's cheaper for them to make the stuff. How's that working out? Right? When you talk about globalism, think about what comes out of Russia. Russia and Ukraine control over 50% of the world's fertilizer. That's what globalism brings you. They also have control of over 30% of the wheat production and 20% of the production of corn and sunflower oil. And American farmers, they're having a time of it because of the rising cost of diesel fuel. And now everybody goes, well, they're bringing out electric tractors. Yes, because these guys that are already suffering for money, already suffering to move produce, already suffering to make ends meet, and now going to put out a couple $100,000 for a tractor. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that perfect? The Biden administration's implementation of a temporary ethanol increase in an attempt to bring down gasoline costs will do nothing but add costs to farmers. So I said, there is nobody there that knows what they're talking about. Not a one. They don't think anything through. It sounds good when they first say it. These are like those millennials who mommy told them that anything they thought about, anything that hit their brain, anything that they thought was good and true had to be good and true. Right? Come on, think about it. Think about it. And this is what he's surrounded with. He's surrounded with these people. And I really believe that they're lying to him. Not that I don't think that Joe B. is evil. But they're lying to him. Telling him that this bill you're signing will do this bill you're signing. Because he can't read it and understand on his own. Not going to happen. He's not there. Earlier this month, the new EPA requirements were announced that increased the amount of corn alcohol product in the nation's gasoline supply to 15% from 10. Only during the summer, between June 1st and September 15th. The EPA administrator, Michael Regan, said the action will help to reduce our reliance on oil and put the... No, you know what it was? Do you know what would help to reduce our reliance on oil? From overseas, it's to open up ours here. Seriously, we have got patches of oil all over this country that would supply the oil needs for this country for hundreds of years, but we can't do that. He went on to say that they have a program that'll put us back on track after years of challenges and mismanagement. Wow. Interesting. So, everybody was all wrong for years. You guys are right, and you're killing the American people. Got it. So, was that the goal, to kill the American people all along? I don't get it. CEO also called for the Americans to consume less and eat more nutritious foods while working to get the left-wing woke people out of office. They are destroying this country. I mean, seriously, they want us to consume less. Eat more nutritious. What do they call nutritious foods? I don't want to eat the crap that they're telling you to eat. Get away from the cows. Get away from meat. Go to plants. That's more nutritious. Use the beef tasting. I always loved that. What is it? The near beef, near meat? Seriously. Near meat. And what I love about all of this, what I find about all of this, is what do you have to do to make near meat? Anybody know what you got to do to make near meat taste like meat? Right? How many chemicals are they putting in it? No, in all seriousness, it's just amazing to me. 855 real Joe, 855-732-5563. They're just not paying attention. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. They're very much paying attention. They know exactly what they're doing. No question about it. Now, you got to give a guy like Goya a lot of, I mean, not the guy like Goya, I'm sorry. The Goya CEO, you got to give him a lot of credit. Well, first and foremost, right, they built this company on their own. Yes, contrary to Obama belief, they did it on their own. They built the company on their own. And they know what they're doing, and they know what they want. Right? So he's got a clue as to what it takes to get the product out, to make it, get it out, you know, and make sure we, the American people, can afford it. So, again, I love this. the left-wing wokeism is so selfish. Right? They're so among themselves. Or within on themselves, that they just really don't get it. They don't understand. They think they do, but they don't. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Congressional Budget Office released a cost estimate on Wednesday, which shows the bipartisan gun safety legislation unveiled the previous day would be fully paid for. The CBO projected the bill would reduce the deficit over 10 years by $154 million, since it would delay a Trump-era rule eliminating the anti-kickback statute safe harbor protection for prescription drug rebates. Among other things, the gun bill focuses on red flag laws and addresses gaps among those convicted of misdemeanor domestic abuse who are still allowed to purchase firearms. The Biden administration announced Wednesday it's expanding monkeypox testing to commercial labs since it fears undercounting due to insufficient testing. The five private testing companies can administer those tests starting in July. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
With me, 55-7325-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending listening to little old me, and I appreciate the time that you're with me. And if you're not in agreement, it's okay. As long as your argument is not one of hate and nastiness, I'm good with it. So when you send me some of these emails and you tick them off, I'm okay with it. No, and I won't read your name unless you get nasty. There's no reason to. This is not a vindictive. We're not a vindictive show here. I'm not looking for the idiots out there to decide you're an idiot and then read your stuff, okay? Let's just get that right, anyhow. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. All right, let's get off on some other subjects. I don't want to spend the whole time on this, but the truth of the matter is you need to have a clue. You need to understand what the economy's about to understand how the money flows and how come it keeps going up. How come your food costs keep going up? The Granholm triples down on the green is the only way out of the high gas prices. Isn't this great? U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, she's warned that the nation can continue to feel the sting of price shocks if we don't break our independence on fossil fuels. No! If we don't break our independence on Joey B., we're going to be in a lot of trouble. And right now, that's where it is, but it needs to go. This is not going to be the last time. The next time there's a war, the next time there's a pandemic. When does this happen during a war? When other times during a war has gas skyrocketed because of that war? Right? And then they have to throw climate change into it, right? All the weather, the heat, and everything else that's going on. The war is going on. Joey B. has caused none of this. It's the Trump, Putin, and the war, and the extreme temperatures. That's what's causing all this. Joey B. has no control over it. Right? She added that the only way for the nation to avoid boom and bust cycles was to break its sole reliance on fossil fuels. Well, that'd be great. Why don't you do it gradually? You think that killing people is the way to go? And I say killing people because during a break, there's an area in California right now that there's not enough electricity for these people to run their air conditioners. Really? I mean, seriously, this is California. And yet, Newsom will tell you what a great job he's doing. Granholm expected to meet with the energy companies on Thursday to discuss ways to increase supply, offset record high fuel costs. Yeah, let them do their jobs. Let the experts in these areas do what they know how to do. This is the first time the gas, and percentage-wise, it makes sense, has topped over $5 a gallon nationwide. You have to keep blaming the oil companies. You think they're chasing profits. Look, they have to have R&D money. They have to have money to put back into the system to buy new equipment. This is the stuff that's never discussed. You know, they made $8 billion last year. Okay, how much did they spend in maintenance? What's the life expectancy of the equipment that they have? I'm not sticking up for the gas companies because they do make a lot of money. Or the oil companies, right? Take a business class, Joey B. Figure it out. The rest of you that are screaming about it, you need to take business classes to figure it out. How many people did we lose when they canceled the Keystone Pipeline? How many people lost their jobs? Probably at this point lost their homes. That pipeline would have delivered almost 1 million barrels of Canadian oil a day to refineries in Texas. Would have helped us out. We use 10 million gallons a day, I think is the amount. Would have helped tremendously. Right? According to a new report from Alex Partners, costs of these materials have more than doubled during the coronavirus pandemic. Right? When you look at this, there's a shortage of utility-scale batteries. According to Reuters? Is it Reuters? The shortage may delay batteries for months and maybe even years at the rate they're going. Isn't that amazing? So, again, she's pushing green energy at the cost of your health, your life, your livelihood. What's it going to take for you people to figure this out, you people on the left? What, when homelessness hits 50 and 60%? What will be, when? When will that happen? I mean, just seriously. That's a good point right there. Oil companies make a 6% profit while soda companies make 16%. Stephen Colbert's employees should be in jail. Yeah, I know, right? You're going, what? What are you talking about? If you think about something, his people, he went in with a crew and his people. They trespassed at the Capitol, right? They went in, and when you look at it, they didn't do anything much differently than the people did on January 6th. Right? So, and his people got let go. They're not in jail anywhere. Right? They're not doing time for, quote unquote, breaking into the Capitol. It's just amazing. Anyhow, it's a form of corruption that we haven't seen, I think, in decades. I think they've gotten away with so much for so long that now they pretty much will do it right in your face, and it's like, try to stop us. You know, it's insane what's going on. And not just in the Navy, but in all branches of the military, even the Space Force, they're promoting something called queer space. And I don't even want to know what that is. But when you know, the story about Stephen Colbert and his insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, every person on his staff was arrested. They ought to still be in jail, right along with the January 6 people. Right? They were on government property. They were unescorted. They were not invited in. They were there with the intent to disrupt a government proceeding, which is the January 6 committee, that sham. But they were engaged in all the things that they claimed the January 6th protesters were engaged in. So why aren't they also in jail? Because there is a double standard. This proves it over and over and over again. They're not interested in justice. They are interested in crushing the right. They are interested in crushing conservatism. They're interested in crushing Christians as a whole. So what gives? And for you guys on the left that claim no one's above the law, that claim you just want the rules followed, this proves you're liars. You're not telling the truth. If you really meant what you said, then you'd be screaming about this too. You'd be screaming about how these people need to be put in jail as well as the other ones, because they did the same exact thing as the January 6th people. So does that mean you're not honest people either? Is that what that means? Because the honest people of integrity, would open their mouth and they would say, look, as a school board member, people that are on my side of the aisle, if you will, they get up there and they speak and they hiss and they boo and they try to go over their time. And I have to get stern with them, even get loud with them at times and say, look, you cannot come up here and scream that you want people to follow the law, scream at the people on what's perceived as the left, and then you want to get away with the same stuff you don't want them to get away with. No, it doesn't work that way. And I am on your side, and it doesn't work that way. So, no, everybody gets to follow the rules, no matter what. And that's how you make it happen. That's how you really make it happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you've got comments or questions or anything else you want me to answer on the air, that's the best way to do it. Or you can call in, but some of you say you don't want to call in. You'll stay in the chat room and that kind of stuff. You know? Head up to the website, joemessina.com. joemessina.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you can also sign up for the newsletter that we send out. And it'll give you information, tie you to some stories on the website, give you information on how you get involved. Always appreciate the time with me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. I'm sorry. I'll do this story tomorrow night, but apparently AOC feels that $174,000 a year is not enough to have a baby on or to be in Congress and have a baby. Especially if you live in D.C., right? But nobody told you how to live in D.C. Maybe some of you need to get together, share a place. I don't know. She says, I swear I'm going to wait to do that. I keep telling I'm going to wait to do the story, then they keep starting to do it. It's so asinine. It's worth it. She starts off by saying only 10 women have given birth while serving in the Congress. 10. The House remains a very hostile place to have a baby. The vote schedule pretty much assumes that no one has a family. And often requiring travel twice a week and changing last minute. You know, this is really funny. Well, all these expenses aren't reimbursable, blah, 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 blah. My irritation with people like this, that talk like this, is real simple. And I mean really simple, okay? You knew what you were getting into when you took the job. How dare you take a job, you know what the pay is, you know what it's about, you know, and if you don't know how hostile it is, you have no business running for it. How do you like that? You really don't. So if you're going to run for an office, or run for office, shouldn't you get the information first? Shouldn't you know what it's all about first? I'm just guessing here. I would think that you'd want to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right? And she goes on to complain that, you know, again, it needs to change. The voting structure needs to be worked around family. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. If you have a husband or a significant other, whatever, let them take care of the baby while you're at work. That's what normal families do. See, the businesses, in this case the government, shouldn't have to make all kinds of arrangements for you because you have a baby. We raised four kids. We made sacrifices. We did things that we needed to do to make sure the family was taken care of. I didn't walk into my boss's office and go, "Don't you understand? I have four kids. I can't work these hours. I need to be home to help my wife make dinner. I need to leave work at 3:30. I want to drop the kids off at school at 8:30. And by the way, I still need an hour for lunch. And even though I'm only working 5.5 hours or 4.5 hours a day, I want paid for 8, maybe even 10. Unreal. Virginia voters are citing the economy, education, and gun safety as top priorities ahead of the primary. Don't you love this stuff? You know, really. This is Loudoun County, the place we've heard so much about. So Virginia residents, when they were being polled by some of the news sources, they were asked real simple questions. You know, what do you look at? What are your top priorities when considering candidates for the primary? And their stances, most of them said, you know, their stances, the economy, education, gun safety. One person said, my top voting priorities definitely are economy. This is the county, Loudoun County mother, Christine. She said, we need help getting back on track. There's a woman out of Ashburn, Virginia, said the top issue when voting is the economy, economy, economy. I need to make sure I can feed my family. I need to make sure my husband still has a job. Daniel from said that inflation, everything's more expensive. My money isn't going as far as it used to. Something needs to change. Right? Really? Seriously? Now, while the primary elections are being held, were being held, the GOP already, you know, tapped candidates for several others. Look, when you look at what's going on, people are now starting to realize, they're starting to see, that the cities that they live in, the towns they live in, the states that they live in, they're in bad shape, in the worst shape of the states that are run by Democrats. Sorry to say, it's just true. It's a statement of fact. Right? Most people are worried about crime. And yet you look at these cities that are run by Democrats, crime has risen tremendously. And now they're looking at making it even easier to commit crimes in these places. It's just amazing. In one district, he's the 10th district, which includes Loudoun County and a portion of Fairfax County where the school board had faced all kinds of debate, remember that, for its policies? The board approved a rule making it possible for students as young as fourth grade to be suspended for malicious misgendering. Or what they're referring to now as dead naming. Dead naming is a term used to describe a person's name before they transitioned. Now, think about that. Calling somebody by the wrong name or maliciously misgendering them can get you suspended. So when I said that you threw like a little girl, you act like a girl to some of my male friends, I could have been, what, put in jail for that or something? How does that work? It doesn't stop. These woke cultures, these woke people, they're a poison to society. There's no other way to put it. They want everything almost to be perfect. They are They're just a nasty. They're a true pandemic on society. Our kids were stronger. Our society was stronger as a whole. When we allowed boys to be boys and girls to be girls and girls to be tomboys, it was all better off. Our kids weren't going through so much depression and suicidal thoughts. When families were intact, truly intact, when we held in high esteem a couple getting married as opposed to just living together, being married out of wedlock, being pregnant out of wedlock was not the best thing in the world. I'm not talking about shaming people here. I'm not talking about beating people up. It's just we keep talking about how much more progressive we've gotten, how much better off we are because of, and what are we doing? We're talking about pronouns, micropronouns, misgendering, 80-plus different kinds of genders. There is no male, there is no female. Think about how much division, strife, and confusion that we're sowing. And now we've gotten to the point where even the doctors are afraid to say anything because they get their money from the government. You go against the government, you don't get your grant money, do you? Right? It's just amazing to me, and yet we're being told we're headed in the right direction only by the left. Hardcore lefters, God bless some of the more mainstream Democrats that are coming out and going, no, we got a problem here. And thank God they've gotten away from that whole, party thing and only party. I don't do it. I have voted for Democrats. Yes, I have. It's just amazing. Home prices are falling in these 10 cities that I'm going to mention here in a minute. Right? This housing boom. Not only is it going to level out by some economists say it's going to take a nosedive, too. Right now, you have low housing inventory. It's a problem for home buyers. But you got rising mortgage interest rates, right? You got new housing starts it down. Well, you know, think about it. What you're paying for lumber, what you're paying for stuff to be delivered, what you're paying for labor, what you're paying for fuel. I go through the whole list. If all that is up 20 and 30 and even 40%, where do you think that's going to fall on? How do you think that's going to fall out? It's going to fall out onto these houses, the housing prices. And then you're going to pay for it. Right? Yeah, I mean, they're talking about in the chat room, the nuclear plant being shut down in Michigan. No fracking, no drilling. How many people do we want to kill? How many people are we trying to take out? It's a way to do it. Let them freeze to death in their apartments or houses. Many would-be buyers are being priced out of homeownership. We talked about this last night. Remember, the LGBTQ community feels like they're being targeted with higher interest rates and not being able to buy homes. I'm sitting here going, well, it doesn't matter whether you're gay or not. When you fill out that paperwork, you go to buy a house, I'm paying the same interest rate you are. I'm in the same boat you're in. Prices are going up on me too. Right? Now, there's fewer people buying houses now. The buyers have kind of dwindled back. They're not sure whether they're going to have the money to buy these homes. Right? They don't have as much disposable cash to buy these homes. So they're not bidding the houses up anymore. You don't have these bidding wars going on in the middle of the street. Smaller price decreasing. You know, look at this is like the 2008 housing bubble that spurred the quote-unquote Great Recession. Some of these dips could be attributed to fewer larger homes on the market. Now, to determine whether asking prices are trending down the most, Realtor.com, they analyzed a bunch of prices in some of the largest areas. I'm going to post this up on the website. You got to see these. Every one of these is a dem run area. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the night. Don't do anything stupid. I'm back tomorrow. I want you with me. God bless.